Love, dating, relationships, what do you do?
Love Talks Back. Hello and welcome to Love Talks Back. I'm MC.
And this is NA.
And you are listening to our brand new first ever episode of Love Talks Back. Aren't we excited, Nat?
We're very excited. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit too excited. I'm swinging on my chair. I'll probably get in trouble later on.
We're going to tell you a little bit about what this show is going to bring to you. Basically, it's about love, relationships, dating.
Anything really awkward. We're the people, we're the go-to people, basically.
That's right. We're going to have a lot of experts and a lot of expert opinions, but also our own personal stories.
Which should be fun to hear, right?
we're going to kick off the show with what we're going to be talking about this very day.
Week.
Month.
Segment.
Yeah.
So, guys, today we're going to be talking about first things first. Now, this segment basically is talking about, well, what do you do when you're starting off in a relationship, when you're, I don't know, maybe thinking about starting off in a relationship? I don't know. I really don't. But, so today we're going to be discussing that, MC.
That's right. So basically, we're going to be showing you a little bit of insight into what you should do before you enter a relationship. And that's regardless of whether you want to be in a relationship as well. So even if you're sort of just thinking, you know, you want to sort of live your single life, how can you sort of fulfill that in a way where it's going to really benefit a relationship that you have? So I guess, like, for me, it's probably really important to start with, like, yourself to get to know who you are, what everything that is about you. Isn't that right?
That's right. Someone once told me that everyone wears masks. We've got all these different layers of masks, and it's about taking off each layer at a time, finding out, you know, what these masks, yeah, they're part of you, they're you know, some of your personalities, but they're not all of it. And so it's really getting to know all of your personality, all of you, and therefore the more that we know about ourselves, the more that you can actually give to other people, even in a dating relationship, in your friends' relationships.
It's so easy to kind of live behind those masks. Like, it's so easy for it to be a facade, or for it to
sort of
live in front of your face, you know, virtually. and it's really hard to take those off, but especially if you're in a relationship and you're trying to peel off the mask, the person that you're in a relationship with isn't going to know exactly who you are if you're peeling it off, you know, one layer at a time while you're in the relationship.
And also, what's really good about, with this topic, I think, is that it's also about getting close to God, because I think in our relationships, we sometimes lose sight of what's the most important, whether it's God, our family, you know, our priority is going to a little bit of a haywire. And so when we completely understand who we are and completely understand what we need to be doing and where we're heading, that way our priorities list, I mean, everything will fall into place the way that they're meant to.
Mm, they always have this analogy of, like, God sort of being that center, sort of like a wheel with spokes, and, you know, the center of it is the one that holds that wheel together. And if your center is not, you know, properly balanced or properly, like, intact, then everything else around it is also going to fall away. And so it's really important then to have that center. And for us, at least, it would be God would be that center, and, you know, that God would be the person that we make sure is, you know, the center of our attention. So because we're going to be talking a little about how to get to know ourselves, how to go first things first, we're going to go and do an interview, but I'm going to be interviewing NA. So I'm going to find out a little bit about her, and as well as you guys.
You don't want to know anything, trust me.
No, there's lots and lots that we can peel away. So yes, NA, tell us, what's your real name?
My real name is Natalie Ambrose, hence the NA. Mm-hmm. Not applicable. I used to get that a lot at school. Very original.
And what's your background?
So nationality-wise, yep. Background? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was born in Australia, so I'm Australian, true blue. But my mum is Sri Lankan. My dad is Burmese. So I've got a curry mum and an Asian dad, basically. I found out the other day, though, that my grandfather, so my dad's father, was actually Iranian. So Persian blood.
Ooh,
damn straight.
Good on you.
I'm allowed to say damn.
Do we like a Persian cat?
Yeah, maybe.
And in regards to relationships, where are you at? What's your relationship status at the moment?
I'm single.
Single?
Yeah.
Oh, single lady, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Good on you.
Yeah.
And being a single lady, how are you finding it at the moment?
It's great.
Yeah. Your life?
The thing is, it's not like I'm specifically saying I'm going to be single. You know how people take single years and things like that? I'm not doing that. But I'm happy where I am. I'm happy what I'm doing. I mean, if something comes along, something comes along. I mean, God has this tendency of throwing spanners in the works, I guess.
That's right. And you're a busy woman.
Yeah, I'm very busy. So I think right now... So I think what's the go is that, I haven't actually stopped to think about it, but, I mean, in thinking about it, I think, yeah, I mean, I'm happy doing what I'm doing, so.
I think that's good, like, you know, you're in a place where you're pretty content, you know, in where you are in your relationship status. You're not really looking for anything, because you can sort of find your fulfillment in other things as well.
Yeah, exactly. It?
Awesome. Excellent. Well, NA, we'll definitely have to hear more about your life throughout the show.
Yeah, definitely.
You're listening to Love Talks Back.
Call us on 8005-1530.
Or head to our website, lovetalksback.com, and send us an email. E-M-I-L-I-E. Emily's List. Before you enter a relationship, it's important to know who you are. You've got to know your likes, dislikes, fears, worries, and what makes you tick. Knowing your individuality is an important part of being in a relationship because it's sometimes easy to lose yourself to another person's identity. Here are my tips for getting back to basics. Number one, if you like writing, keep a journal and write all your thoughts down. The tip here is not to judge what you write, but be free in your words. Number two, what sort of things would you want your friends or family to say at your funeral? This one might sound like a strange activity, but it will help you focus on the values and qualities that you find most important. Third is make a list of 100 things that you dream of doing. Don't worry about how crazy or extreme your dreams are. It's not about your limits, but finding where your passion lies. But don't just stop at writing that list. Start at 100 and find a way to tick off each item from the list all the way down to one. And number four, spend time with the people who know you well, the people who can easily tell you where it's at and tell it like it is.
Love Tip 101.
Always open the door for a lady, even if she's a radical feminist. The point is, you tried, and that's what we like seeing.
Cradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Whoa, whoa, yeah!
So, MC, time for your turn to be interviewed.
Ooh, I feel a little intimidated.
Okay, so MC, your status, please.
My status is dating.
Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Okay, so the real answer to that question is I was dating. Oh, now I'm single and enjoying the single life. You know, I get to do a lot of cool stuff like working here at Cradio, which has been great, you know, hanging out with good old Adrian, Jason, Natalie. It's been amazing. Also uni work and doing a lot of other cool things. I will tell you though, being single is amazing.
Amazing.
Just like NA was saying, and unfortunately she can't be here to actually interview me properly, so... I'm going to take over the interview and interview myself. Hey, so been single for quite a number of years now, and all started, you know, high school, didn't really go out with anyone, and finished high school, went on to uni, again was single, and then joined the youth mission team for 2 years. I was single during that time, as you are called to a single life while you're on youth mission team. And afterwards, I left, finished youth mission team and decided that I'd have 2 years of being single again. So that was kind of 4 years where I made that choice, a lifestyle choice, you know, to actually live it out. And I think I actually did that pretty well. Took some guts, you know, to you'd still have attractions to people, and it's not like, you know, just because you say that you're going to be single, it's you're never going to like anyone. It's not like that. It's completely not like that. And, you know, I did like people, but I decided that my decision, my choice to stay single was a bigger choice than, you know, me just taking the reins and going into a relationship. And I felt that in that 2 years, I really wanted to just figure out who I was, find out a bit about myself, that, you know, and do things that I wanted to do, which in being in a relationship couldn't allow me. And then I did date for a couple of months or date for a few months, and yeah, it was great. And I did learn a little bit more about what it means to actually be in the relationship. And now I can say that I have a few things to wait for and to really, yeah, to really look forward to for my next relationship, whoever it may be. All right, going back to the show now. Thanks for listening to that little interview. Cradio.org.au, where love talks back.
It does.
You are listening to Love Talks Back with MC and NA. We're going to go into our next segment right now.
And that is our question and answer segment. So basically what we're going to be doing in this segment is getting you guys to send us through a whole bunch of questions, and we'll go through and answer them, or answer them to the best of our ability. But because this is our first show, all I'm going to do is give you our details. So please email us, call us, contact us. Our number is 800-515-30. Alternatively, you can go to cradio.org.au.
We're very techie here at Cradio, so you can also go on our website. It's www.lovetalksback.com, and you can find a contact us page and email us. You can give us loads of questions about anything you need. We've also got our own resident doctor who's not a doctor. Her name is Dr. Phil Amina, and she can also answer your questions. So visit the website and you can find out more about that.
What we'll basically be doing is going through, getting all your questions, and we'll be going through this segment and specifically answering those.
And hopefully we'll answer them in a way where you get an answer, because it'll suck if we didn't give you an answer.
We'll be direct.
That's right.
Even if it's painfully direct. Deal with it.
Hi guys, you're listening to Cradio. This is Love Talks Back, and we are heading into our first ever forum on the show. We've got Jason Rushton and Adrian Middledorf in the studios with us, and we're going to be doing a forum on the topic that it's okay to flirt to convert.
So if you guys don't know this, Adrian and Jason are actually two of our Cradio
volunteer
guys, workers. So this will be our very first Cradio panel on a very topical issue.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, lovely.
This is much more interesting than spreadsheets and tax returns and those types of things.
So, okay, starting us off, I guess let's start with you, Jason. What do you think about the topic flirt to convert? Would you flirt to convert?
I'm actually really angry that you even suggested it. I'm not a big fan of it at all. I mean, I think it's wrong to... It just kind of makes light of the whole Christian message if you're flirting with someone. To convert them, I mean, that's ridiculous. People would just laugh at you. Do you even have any examples of when it's worked?
Okay, I'm going to pull up some examples in my head from the Bible. This is from the Bible, straight down from the Word. I don't know. I don't know if we'd call it flirting to convert, but I do know that there have been several times that people have met at a well. Now, we've discussed this in my Bible classes up at uni.
I thought you might say this, but anyway, continue.
So the well meetings, we have Jacob, we have Abraham, I think, and someone else, three people that I know.
Jesus as well.
Yes, Jesus with the woman, but that wasn't
it's not
so much.
Yeah, not yeah. On this topic.
What?
But there were three men who did meet their wives at Wells and had sort of conversion thing going on, meeting together, finding their place with God, and then going off and doing mission work together. That's what I...
But were they flirting? This is Adrian, by the way. We don't sound the same. I don't sound the same as Jason.
I'd say they were flirting. I mean, it depends on your definition of
flirting.
They
were courting. They were courting? My priest told me they were courting.
They actually met at the well.
Yeah, and they courted. And that's why when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he kind of used, I don't know, it was reminiscent of, like the Jewish audience would have recognized the story of Jacob at the well.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's kind of courting the Samaritan woman. But obviously, the Son of God wasn't asking this lady out on a date. There's something much more significant going on. And that's why I don't like the flirting idea, because there's more to conversion than flirtion, you know.
But I do think that, like, when you're with someone, like, it's people have a natural tendency also to be flirtatious. It doesn't have to be, like, in a bad connotation as well. You can be a very bubbly, you know, vivacious person, and that can be seen as flirtatious.
Well, if you're using the fullness of your personality to bring about the message of Jesus Christ, without the false pretenses of just being nice to someone in the hope that they convert, I can't see a problem. But if you are, say, the traditional notion of flirting, where you're trying to hopefully, you know, when a girl flirts with a guy, she's hoping that that guy may respond to her flirtations, and if they are doing it under false pretenses, in my mind, it's a form of a lie, if that is the pure and simple reason.
Yeah, we need to get the audience, our Oprah audience clap happening here. That was an Oprah audience clap moment. Yeah, I completely agree with Adrian there, yeah.
I think I'm remaining very silent on the topic because I haven't really formulated my understanding as of yet, but you guys bring very good arguments to the table. I think what I was going on when I heard this topic, flirt to convert, was I didn't think of flirting as that notion of the only reason why I'm kind of talking and flirting and talking to you is to convert you. That, like, I think that's something that's added on because of the nature of flirting as well. That this topic kind of, like, I guess in my mind it. See, I haven't thought of this.
You didn't even know. You didn't define the topic before you started. That's a problem.
Well, that's a problem. Okay, so let's define the topic then.
Because if someone is just superficially flirting with someone with the sole purpose of kind of leading them on to, like, maybe a date, but then kind of rejecting them and knowing that they would reject.
I'd say that's
wrong. All you are is a glorified form of those people that hand out, you know, like, samples of soft drink. You know, the good-looking girls.
I do kind of like those people.
For the pretense to attracting you to their product. I don't see a lot of, except the message is a bit different. At least we're selling a decent product here. But I don't see a lot of difference. I believe you have to be, in order to plant that seed, you have to be your total genuine self. Now, I know some people who are just purely flirtatious by their own nature. It's who they are. And people are attracted to them. They're notorious flirts, but they bring people closer to Christ. But that's who they are. They're not trying to be something
their
different.
Their intention is not to. And I guess that's where it lies, is in the intention of the person.
Yeah, like so much in it is. You're right. It is the intention.
So I guess then that we could say that flirting with the intention of the only reason why I'm flirting with you is to convert you, that would be wrong. But let's say in a situation where a girl thinks that this guy is kind of cool and, you know, they're talking and she realizes that that this guy may not be Christian or has some different understandings of Christianity. And, you know, I mean, they're talking normally, as when a guy and a girl meet in a normal social setting, that they may find each other a little bit interesting, might get, you know, a little attachment there. So
chemistry.
Chemistry. Would it be wrong then for her to, you know, start, you know, just slowly by slowly getting, like, the message of our Lord out there to this guy who she already may like.
Well, she's not flirting to convert then.
She's flirting to get the guy
mm. and in the process of hoping to convert him.
It's mm. See, that's what I would define as flirting to convert.
That's what I'd define as flirt to convert as well.
Mm. Well, then you're not flirting to convert.
We're just flirting and in the hope of conversion.
You're hitting
there will
two
be
birds
else.
With one stone.
Mm.
And might I say, they're two very good birds. I'm all for flirting. People might have thought I was some prude on the panel today. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Thank you for clarifying that, Jason.
Matt, flirting is very good, and there's a time and a place. And, of course, conversion is very good, and there's a time and a place. But so let's just not get our intentions and actions all mixed up.
Mm.
I think what Adrian said is good. Let's just be our true selves and love God with all that we are. And in the process, if we happen to stumble into a little relationship, then that's cool. And if we happen to, you know, share with others the joy of knowing Christ and bring about a conversion, which is a big thing, then that's great as well. But yeah, I don't think we should go around like dressing in Armani with the the vain hope of like
some girl's gonna find you hot.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
This is something really funny that there's a time and a place. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, flirting does not start when you're saying peace be with you in the middle of mass. I think that's I've had one of my friends turn around and be like, oh, he's really cute. Just when after our Lord's been present at the altar, so not the time or place.
Not peace be with you and pleased to meet you. You don't.
I can be after the mass.
I know someone who's done that.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that go? What?
Yeah.
They turned around and was like.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know much about the story. I knew that was his famous line.
Well, it sounds like a topic for our next show, but thank you, panels, for coming in, and we will see you all again very soon.
Thanks, girls.
Bye.
See you later.
Well, everyone, that wraps up the show for another first week. Well, not another first week, just a first week.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope to catch up with you all again very soon.
That's right. You can find us, as usual, on cradio.org.au. Love Talks Back. It's exciting bringing you things about love.
If you have any ideas or just want to feel like you have friends, you can email us at lovetalksbat@gmail.com.
That's right, we will be your friends. We won't be those annoying friends that, you know.
And you know what? We won't even just be Facebook friends. We'll be more than that.
That's right, even face-to-face friends. Do you reckon?
Nah. Would never meet up with anyone.
So mean!
Yeah, whatever. Well,
you know what? We're going to end the show with the bottom five.
So number five. Being a Where's Wally syndrome victim.
Okay, if you don't understand, that's what I made up. It's like, where's Wally? You're playing that game. You're trying to find Wally, and he's amongst everyone. He kind of looks the same as everyone else. That's what Where's Wally syndrome is.
Number four, rushing to relationships too soon. Now, you don't need me to explain that one. If you do, let me throw a brick at your face. Number three, going away to live in an island. And that's only a hypothetical quiz. Even if you brought Greg Grills to the island, doesn't work. Number two, listening only to the opinions of friends and family. You'll just be like them, not like you. And number one, drum roll, living a double life. Now this didn't work for Alias, Superman lost the girl, and Batman lost everything. You aren't Chuck Norris, so don't try to be.
Chuck Norris approved.
Guys, it's been a fantastic show. I'm MC.
And I'm NA. Take care and God bless, guys.
Attention.
Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the sacred lives of Sydney's elite. Hello, Sydney Siders. It looks like we're all in for an interesting winter, with honeymooners coming back home, an extensive number of Catholic couples getting engaged. It's like Sydney Catholics have gotten the love bug this winter to warm their hearts. Who am I? Now that's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. Gossip Girl. XOXO.
I'm MC.
I'm NA. And that's about it.